Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
I
Fact
found
us,
this
Darren.
Fascinating. Right, so I was driving, you know when you drive, do this thought experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Identify the country of the car that you go past, right? And I find that most of the cars you go past are either German or Japanese. Toyota, BMW, Audi, Merc. Audi, Volkswagen, yeah. Volkswagen.
Wait, but I see
Toyota,
a lot of Tata.
Toyota,
where is
Toyota.
The Tata from?
India.
India, okay, cool. Okay, got
more than you see Golf. No.
VW,
yeah,
you mean?
VW, yeah. Or Polo, yeah.
We talk VW, yeah.
Anyway, those two cars that always get a bum rap, and they are great cars, is a Saab and a Volvo.
Yeah, amazing.
Everyone sees a Volvo as an old person's car, and I always thought maybe they should rebrand it and say the name backwards. Ovlov. Younger people will buy it then.
Yeah,
Ovlov.
If it's an Ovlov. You know what I mean?
Newlywed or nearly dead.
Yeah, you know, the nice thing about Swedish cars is they really are truly, truly the safest car because they're built and designed, specifically reinforced, for the occupants to survive an incident with a moose. So driving, full speed, middle of the night, icy road, hit a moose. These cars are designed to survive that. These are the safest cars. Yes.
Wait, the Saab and the Volvo?
Yes. Saabs and Volvos are designed to survive impact with giant
those Richard Spade moose, guys.
Yeah. Here you go.
Quick one. What is the plural of one moose?
It's two moose.
And not mooses?
No.
Not meese?
Not meese?
No, that's Riyadh. That's Riyadh Musa.
Doctor. All right. Okay. Well done.
And then I like this about the British Army. They really thought ahead on this one. Back in 1831, the British Army's marching in step and unison, left, right, left, right, left, halt, actually caused the bridge to fall down. So
no.
So whenever they hit a bridge, they say, platoon, scattered. And they all walk randomly across the bridge so that they don't break the bridge. They have a command which is called platoon scattered, and they walk randomly.
That's fantastic.
So they don't break bridges down. How cool is that?
Sometimes we were also live on TV, because watching Darren do that, it's just like, I feel like
but
I was watching an
episode
or something.
Also, you wouldn't believe him, because he says it with like this smirk on his face.
I know, like is this a real fact?
Can I quote him?
Yeah.
No, Get Fact is real. This is research. Everything else kind of embellished.
Yeah, okay.
Get Fact is research, guys.
So they
like
really
this
did.
One here. This is a true bona fide fact. The neighbors of lottery winners, because you always hear the story about the lottery winner.
Mm-hmm.
And you always hear the story about the lottery winner who 1 year down the line are worse off than before they win the lottery.
Totally.
Right? They never talk about the neighbors. Well, somebody did the research. Turns out neighbors of lottery winners are significantly more likely to declare bankruptcy.
Wait, what? Because they try and keep up with their neighbors?
Try and keep up with the Joneses.
Okay.
I know, right? I know. So if somebody wins the lottery in your neighborhood, make sure you're not living next to them. It's too hard.
I thought it would just be cool because the person next to you, you know, they get a jet ski. They're like, come jet skiing with us. So I thought you were going to say the neighbors have a significantly better life.
Yeah.
Jeez, you have nice neighbors.
Yes, I do.
Mongooses and vervets.
Yeah. Mongooses.
So did it happen?
Yeah, listen. Pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.